This Coin Week podcast is brought to you by PCGS. PCGS is the standard in the rare coin grading industry. Visit www.pcgs.com to learn more. The 1931S Lincoln Sin is one of the semi-key dates of the series. We discuss this coin next in the Coin Week podcast. The Lincoln Cent is the United States' longest-serving coin. Its 1909 debut marked the centennial of the birth of Abraham Lincoln. Its elegant sculptural design served as the vanguard of a new wave of American coin art. While the golden era of American coin design is most associated with the medallic artist and sculptor Augustus St. Gaudens, it is the early 20th century work of Litvak American sculptor Victor David Brenner that remains in circulation. A paltry 866,000 Lincoln cents were struck at the San Francisco Mint in 1931. That total made the 1931S the fourth cent in the small cent era, starting in 1857, to have a mintage of under 1 million. The other coins, the 1877 Indian, the 1909S Indian, and the 1909S VDB, brought marginally higher prices than other coins by the start of the 1930S coin boom. The numismatist and its standard reporting of mintages made the collecting community aware of the 1931S cent's relative scarcity, and because of this, a hunt for the coins immediately commenced. By 1935, San Francisco-based dealer R.A. Webb was offering strictly uncirculated examples of the 1931S cent for 35 cents in his ads in the back of the A&A's Monthly. By then, fellow dealer Thomas Elder was selling 1877 Indian cents in BU for $2.50. The 1909S VDB cent was going for about as much as the 1931S. Its runaway success, as the series' key date, was not yet assured. An oft-repeated Breenism has Corpus Christi, Texas hoarder Maurice Sharlock putting away 200,000 of them. But Breen's claim of a hoard of this issue and of that size is dubious, as there is no evidence of its existence. Other dealers over the years have reported hoard stories as well, but nothing that rises to the scale of the supposed Sharlock hoard. What is more certain is that because of the coin's popularity with collectors and speculators, the 1931S didn't circulate for long. This can be seen in the examples that survive to this day. Today, the 1931S is typically found in extra fine or better condition, with mint state examples being typical, but in enough demand to command a premium. Counterfeits and alterations of the 1931S exist, and some are deceptive. Altered dates can be quickly identified, though, by looking for the clarity of the 1 at the end of the date and the shape of the 3. The 3 style used in the 1931 Lincoln cent differs in style from other 3s used in any other year in the 1930s. Cast counterfeits will have a grainy or porous appearance and lack clear details, especially in the lettering. 1931S cents are typically struck up better than average, but few would be considered by specialists to be completely struck up. Many mint state examples will exhibit poor color. Many have been cleaned to remove tarnish and spotting as well. To learn more about this coin and other coins released by the United States and the World Mints, visit CoinWeek.com's Coin Profile section. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends. You can also download other podcasts from our series from the iTunes Store. For Coin Week, I'm Coin Week editor Charles Morgan. Until next time, happy collecting.